Let's just look first at the top headlines. The World Health Organization warns that the overall global risk linked to the Omicron variant is very high, says an unprecedented number of spike mutations in Omicron is what is causing worry. However, they add that no deaths have been reported of this variant so far. Meanwhile, Japan stops all international flights to the country, the third country to do so after Israel and Morocco. And Moderna and BioNTech vaccine manufacturers say we will have a vaccine for this variant by early next year. So what does this mean for India? The Prime Minister warns of increased caution for this new variant. Meanwhile, the new rules have UK and Europe as at-risk nations, not the United States. That means international travellers from these countries will test at the airport and wait for the airport test. Plus, of course, they have to have a 7-day quarantine in hotels or homes. The South African doctor who raised the Omicron alert is on NDTV tonight. She says that the symptoms she's seen are extremely mild, include extreme fatigue, and all her patients recovered without hospitalization. But she doesn't know the long-term consequences on vulnerable patients. In other news, the farm laws were passed without discussion last year. Today in Parliament, they were repealed without discussion. The opposition protests, but meanwhile, a new flashpoint as 12 opposition MPs suspended for unruly conduct in the last Parliament session. Tamil Nadu reels still from unprecedented November rain. Chennai's rain was almost three times the normal in November. In fact, it's almost two-thirds of the monsoon, its entire monsoon. Our special report on how the city is coping. And what a draw! New Zealand snatches victory from India. Meanwhile, Ashwin is now the third highest wicket taker for India and Dravid's special gesture for ground stars.